The ebb and flow of macroeconomics can be affected by any number of factors. This week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked Mervyn Jebaraj, the interim director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas, about many of those factors. That list includes medical marijuana, beer, natural disasters, and that old economic standby, jobs.
Governor Hutchinson is promoting employment, hitting an all-time high in Arkansas at 1,329,979. This is on top of two job announcements this week. Mervyn, tell me, is the governor right to crow? And if so, what's ginning some of this strong job growth?
Anytime we have such strong labor force growth, we see strong employment growth and a low unemployment rate, you know, it's time for Arkansas to be happy about it, to crow about it. So when you see that in combination with some other numbers we got from the census in the past few weeks about median income, which was up in Arkansas, the poverty rate was down, you can attribute that to the low unemployment rate, the high employment in Arkansas. More people who have jobs means that the poverty rate is down. More people that have jobs means that the median income is up in Arkansas as well. So put all those things together, that's great news for Arkansas. What I want to see going forward is that the unemployment rate remains where it is or goes a little bit lower, because what we still haven't seen is wage growth on an annual basis. You see median incomes go up because more people are finding jobs and getting incomes, but all the people making an income at their jobs haven't seen a pay raise in a long, long time. So what is causing this? You know, the national economy is now in close to about 100 months of economic expansion, which is the third longest economic expansion. As long as that continues at a national level, as long as we don't have any major shocks to the system at a national level, and as long as the monetary policy that the Federal Reserve sets remains fairly accommodative, then we can expect to see low unemployment rates and economic growth in Arkansas as well as the nation as a whole.
Let's touch on a few variables. We have a new federal tax plan. There's healthcare question marks. We've got an opioid epidemic affecting business. What's your take on how these could impact the economic climate that we're in?
So let me take a few of those, especially the one you mentioned last first. And so when we talk about the opioid crisis in America, we've been talking about, you know, the effects on communities across Arkansas and the nation and how opioid addiction affects families. One interesting study that I've seen in the last few weeks from Alan Krueger was connecting the opioid crisis with the low labor force participation rate. So if you look at labor force participation rate in Arkansas, even though we have record low unemployment rates, the labor force participation is still below 60% in Arkansas. And, you know, there are many reasons why that labor force participation rate is lower. Younger people are going to college, older people are retired, but the prime age workers between 25 and 54 are participating in the labor force at lower levels. And this new study from Alan Krueger matches the opioid prescription rate with lower levels of labor force participation rate. So wherever you have counties where you have higher levels of opioid prescription, have lower levels of labor force participation rate. So people who are prescribed opioids are unable to go to work because they can't operate machinery or do some kinds of work when they're on those opioid prescription. We're not sure which direction that runs, but there is a very significant relationship there. And that's something that we haven't dealt with yet as a nation or as a state.
The southern U.S., several territories been pounded in recent weeks due to hurricanes. What are we seeing in terms of economic impact, and what might we be watching for?
I think you're going to see in the third quarter economic reading that we're in right now, you'll probably see a lower growth figure, and that we compensated for in the fourth quarter reading, where you'll see a lot of reconstruction happen. So that's to be expected. It doesn't change the overall growth picture for the country on an annual basis. We're still expecting 2 to 2.5% growth rate on that respect. But I think locally it could have some interesting effects, especially in the construction industry. One thing that we've noticed is that construction prices are going up, and that's true here in Arkansas in part because we've lost a lot of the migrant construction crews after the Great Recession. Now that we'd have a lot more rebuilding going on in Florida and Texas, we might see a lot more competition, and our construction crews could move away from Arkansas to go do rebuilding activities in Florida and in Texas that would make construction prices in Arkansas a lot more expensive. So that could be a short-term effect that we would see here in Arkansas from all of that.
All right, we've hit a deadline for applications for cultivation and dispensary facilities in Arkansas for medical marijuana. Department of Finance Administration thinks this may be about a $60 million industry in Arkansas. Where are we going to see areas of commerce impacted by this new industry the most?
Well, to use a terrible pun, this is a budding industry in Arkansas, so we're going to see a lot of growth in employment here, particularly in the cultivation and distribution business. From what I've seen from careful studies in states like Colorado that have done this for a long period of time now, is that you'll see a lot of employment, especially specialized employment in cultivation and distribution. Doing this on a professional business scale requires a lot of work, a lot of employment. So about 70% of the employment impact that we will expect to see from this would be in the cultivation and distribution, and some of that will be direct retail businesses as well. The remaining 30% of the employment impact that we expect to see from the medical marijuana industry in Arkansas will come from some of the spillover employment in other industries. In particular, we'd expect to see some security-type jobs associated with this, a lot of legal consulting and legal work and accounting work, because there are a bevy of state, local, national laws that all conflict each other on medical marijuana. Another industry that people don't really think about is the HVAC industry. So you typically grow medical marijuana and marijuana in general at these professional operations in very controlled environments. So there's going to be jobs in the HVAC industry as well, and then real estate and construction to build these facilities. So a lot of spillover benefits in a lot of different sectors. And then we expect some business service innovations. This business, because of federal laws and banking, is going to be a cash-heavy business. So how to deal with all the cash that's generated from the medical marijuana industry, and how to pay all your providers, pay the state the taxes, and all of these with a cash-heavy business is going to be interesting to see going forward. I'm hankering to do an economic impact study here of medical marijuana in Arkansas.
Finally, you recently tweeted out for fun some interesting statistics on beer in Arkansas. How's that sector doing on the employment front?
Well, I think Arkansas's craft brewing industry is still nascent. It's growing pretty rapidly. I looked up some statistics the other day, as you mentioned, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Between 2013 and 2016, we've doubled the number of breweries that we have in Arkansas. We have about 16 breweries, five of them in Pulaski County, five in Washington County, four in Benton County. And the employment has gone up to about, there are, 250 or so people employed. That's an average of about 14 employees per brewery, which means that we have a lot of craft breweries. You know, we have higher employment rates per brewery in some of the larger national breweries. So if you had a Budweiser manufacturing plant, that would be a lot more employment there. And it contributes to craft brewing about $1 million in wages across Arkansas. So those are the impacts. It may not seem really large, but again, like medical marijuana here, that's a growing industry here in Northwest Arkansas. And I think one important benefit that the craft brewing industry provides in Arkansas is it's an important cultural amenity, especially in regions like in Central Arkansas or Northwest Arkansas, where we're trying to attract and retain millennials and young professionals, the kinds of people that partake in consuming the products from craft breweries. The importance of those craft breweries to maintain that population here is probably right now more important than the employment and wage impact that they're generating in the state.
Mervin Jebaraj is the interim director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There's more from their conversation, including a discussion about possible tax reform plans at talkbusiness.net.
Talk Business and Politics is sponsored by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. Bank of the Ozarks, you have a friend here. More information at bankozarks.com. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, we serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. Arkansas Manufacturing Solutions. providing executive-level leadership and management consultative services to Arkansas companies in the areas of innovation, exporting, operational excellence, and sustainability. More information at mfgsolutions.org. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.